Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
And you know why I say that? Because he's the God who owns everything. The cattle on a thousand hills is his. So, Lynn, that lets me know that every now and then I ought to be able to have a steak. Come on, somebody. My brothers and sisters, when you and I enter into a loan agreement to purchase a home or maybe a vehicle, we look forward to the day when we can say the loan is paid in full. We anticipate receiving a clear title or deed to the property or vehicle that we have finally fully purchased. And after we receive the title or deed with our name written upon it, and it's listed as the owner, we celebrate our newfound ownership by doing what? Letting others know that we have paid off our loan and now own the property. But I pose a question to you, my brothers and sisters. Do we really own anything in this world? Listen to me good, my brothers and sisters. I'm going to say it like the old folk used to say, not nair one of us has a clear title to any portion or thing of this world. The so-called clear title that you and I may have may withstand all of the tests that a court of law may apply to it. But guess what? It's still not clear. You see, the primary problem with the titles and deeds that we have is that our title and our deeds don't go back far enough. You and I may have received a lien release from the last person or institution that held the property, but you and I will not find an attached release from the original owner of the property. And guess who that is? That's God the Creator. Here in this first stanza of this beautiful Psalm of David, David states the situation clearly to us. David says, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. Now, this psalm was originally written to be used in the victorious procession in which the Ark of the Covenant was brought into the newly created capital of the city of David. David himself, the king, led the triumphant procession. The sons of Levi sang those words of praise as the Ark of the Covenant entered the city. They sang that the God whose presence was symbolized by the Ark is the owner of everything. Just what does God own, Pastor Wood? Where would you find the property line that he owns? Would it be limited only to the pieces of property that have been dedicated as places of worship? David tells us in Psalm 24:1 what God owns. David first tells us that God owns the earth. David says it like this: the earth is the Lord's. In other words, God holds the deed to the earth. David is letting us know that no human being, no government, no earthly power on the earth owns the earth. The earth belongs to God. When David wrote these words, he saw the earth as the whole universe. But more specifically, David's concern with God's ownership in this passage is not so much about the planets or the sun and moon, but David's emphasis is first upon the earth, which included Jerusalem, the city which was known for him. As David led the Ark of the Covenant, which symbolized the presence of God with the Israelites, into Jerusalem, David wanted the inhabitants of the city to know that though they called Jerusalem the city of David, that Jerusalem and all of the cities of the earth belonged to God. Listen to me good. Our current president of the United States, Donald Trump, and his cabinet, and the current Senate and House of Representatives of the United States may feel that they own the country because they have the power to legislate what happens in the country. But ultimately, the United States of America belongs to God. Every city, every town, every island, every country on the face of the earth belongs ultimately to our God. God is the owner of everything on the face of the earth. David tells us that God owns the earth. But secondly, David tells us that God not only owns the earth, but he also owns everything or the fullness of what is in the earth and what is on the earth. When David says that God owns the fullness thereof of the earth, David is including everything that is in the earth or on the earth. Regardless of how small it is, regardless of how large it is, guess what? It belongs to God. What are you talking about, Pastor? I'm talking about all the vegetation is his, including the plants and vegetables that we plant in our fields and in our yards. All of the trees are his, including those used to construct the houses we live in. All of the minerals are his, including the gas and oil that we are pumping out of the earth every day. All of the gold, silver, and precious stones are his. All of the animals and insects on the earth belong to him. All of the fish in the rivers, in the lakes, in the ponds, and in the oceans belong to him. And check this out. Even the oxygen that you and I breathe into our lungs is his. As well as the sunshine and rain that we need for the sustenance of life. Well, since God owns the earth, he also owns everything that the fullness of the earth produces. All of the improvements that are made of the earth by the skill and industry of men belong to him. And David lets us know that all of the fullness of the earth belongs to God. Well, David has taught us today that God owns the earth and the fullness thereof. But then, David also tells us that God owns us. Turn to your neighbor and say, God owns me. David says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. That is right. God's ownership extends to us, to you, and to me. Why, Pastor Wood? Because God created man to dwell on the earth. And since God is the owner of the earth, and he also owns the fullness of that which the earth produces, then mankind, whom God formed out of the dust of the earth, belongs to him. Listen to me good. All human beings belong to God because they were created by him. Can we talk about it? Now, clearly understand me when I say that all human beings belong to God. I'm saying that all humanity is dependent upon God and are responsible to God. All humanity owes God their allegiance. By virtue of the fact that it was God who formed man out of the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul, that all humanity ultimately belong to God. Because God created humanity, all men belong to God. That is, all men are dependent upon and responsible to God. Okay, I hear what y'all saying. In light of God's ownership of everything, all Christians belong to God. But guess what? All Muslims, all Hindus, all Buddhists, all Confucianists, and all the religions of the world belong to God. Guess what? Even those who profess that they are atheists, that they don't believe in a God, guess what? They all belong to God. The reason why they belong to God and are accountable to God is because God created humanity. Even if they are now hostile to him. Listen to me real good. Just because a person rejects God, just because a person decides not to believe in him or live for him, does not change the fact that they are still responsible and accountable to God. They are still accountable even if they claim to follow another God. Because we know there is only one true and living God. And they were all created by him. Listen, my brothers and sisters, you and I are free to reject Jesus as our ultimate owner for a time. But ultimately, the Bible says, in Paul's letter to the Philippians chapter 2, he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon himself the form of a servant. And was made in the likeness of men, and being found as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I'm so glad this morning that God is the absolute owner over us. And I'm glad that man is not my owner. Because man would have me to deny the very existence of God. Man would say, you don't need this invisible God. You are God yourself. Do what you want to do. It's your world. Live like there is no other world or eternity. But I'm so glad, New Providence, as I prepare to close, that God owns us, because with God as man's owner, there is always hope for fallen mankind. Thank you, Jesus. Everyone has the potential for having a personal, intimate relationship with God and inheriting eternal life. Paul writes to the Corinthians in his first letter, chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. He says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers or revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." But this is the good part. He goes on and says, "And such were some of you." Did y'all hear that? Some of us self-righteous folk, so holy, and look at down on other peoples who might be a little messed up right now. But we are reminded in the scripture that, "And such were some of you." But, somebody say, "But ye are washed, ye are sanctified, ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Tell your neighbor, "I'm not who I used to be, because we had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ." Listen, because God owns humanity, God has the right and the authority to declare righteous those who come to him seeking the forgiveness of their sin. God made it possible for fallen humanity to be restored back into a right relationship with him by sending his only begotten son, Jesus, into the world to take upon him the sins of the world. Took our sin. And on the cross, Jesus died in order to settle our fallen humanity account. He died to settle our issues with God the Father. So I'm glad that God owns the earth and the fullness of the earth and those who live on the earth. And check this out. Since God owns the earth and its fullness, that means to me that the resources of the earth are his to release to me. wait a minute, y'all missing this. If he owns the earth and everything in the earth, that means that he is in control of all of the earth resources and that he can get his resources to us. I don't care how much Donald Trump wants to cut. Guess what? Our God owns everything. And because he owns everything, he can send his resources to you. I'm glad the God I serve owns all the resources. In, and not just in, but on the earth. And since he owns all the resources, I know, tell your neighbor, I know that he can supply all my needs according to his riches. How rich is God? Is he just a billionaire? Is he just a trillionaire? Or is he unlimited? God, I thank you in what he owns. And check this out, New Providence and friends. Do y'all believe that God can override? You believe he got overriding power? He can override government cuts, job cuts, health benefit cuts, and any other cuts. And he can provide and give us favor and resources when we need it the most. I don't know about you, but these days, I really, and you really, need to stand on his promises. But if you don't know his promises, you have nothing to stand upon. Mr. Hankins, I'm glad that I know a few. I put a few of his promises in my mind and in my heart. When things get tough, I can say, God is my refuge and my strength. A very present help in a time of trouble. I can say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will. Somebody say, he will. He will direct your path. I can remember, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Hallelujah.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us. and be blessed.